students for over 60 years. More information is available at 365-8000 or on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
Sun is back in the forecast for today, and a high of only 69? Meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. After a year of committee meetings and public forums, the Champaign-Scoldit Board finally got a look last night at a comprehensive plan to improve the district. The new 15-year strategic plan calls for better school buildings, staff, and educational programs, among other areas. Unit 4 School Board President David Tomlinson says the plan is ambitious but attainable.
We should want the best from our school district. Is it costly? Looking down through there are some things that are costly and there are some things that are not. Anytime you deal with the facility is costly. Anytime if you're going to add 100 persons to the staff, that's costly. I don't see that happening with some of the recommendations. I think there's some things that we need to look at to see to cost out, because that's the critical. Foreign language, for example, implementing foreign language at lower grade levels.
The plan recommends offering foreign language classes at the elementary school level. Other priorities of the Unit 4 long-range strategic plan are better discipline, improved relations with the community, and longer school day. The school board is scheduled to vote on the plan next Monday. The owner of a contaminated Northside Champaign lot is offering neighbors soil testing to make sure that contamination is not affecting them. Ameren now owns the site that once housed a plant used to turn coal into gas for heating and lighting. It was closed decades ago, but tar and other contaminants are still underneath. Stan Black of the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency says some of the pollutants have migrated off the site, but it's not been detected closer than 10 feet below most houses.
This is a very, very seriously overseen site. And again, all the experts are in agreement that the public is not threatened by this.
The IEPA is overseeing Ameren's cleanup for the gas plant site. The utilities manager for the project, Brian Martin, says plants are still in place to remove or confine the contamination sometime within the next year. In the meantime, Ameren has offered to do soil testing for any home in the area that's concerned about whether the pollutants are affecting their lots. The neighbors have attracted a community health advocacy group that's pressuring Ameren and government officials to be more open about the process. 8 good government groups are urging lawmakers to, in an open letter, to reject changes Governor Rod Blagojevich made to 2 campaign finance reform bills. The Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, Illinois PIRG, and others say Blagojevich's mandatory vetoes are, quote, maneuvers designed to undermine or kill the legislation. Legislators will consider the vetoes this fall. One measure banned political contributions from those with government contracts of $50,000 or more to the office holder overseeing the contract. Blagojevich changed it to prohibit contributions to any office holder and made other changes and used another bill to ban contributions from anyone who holds a government job. Thomas Fitzgerald has been sworn in as the next Chief Justice of the Illinois Supreme Court. Fitzgerald's colleagues unanimously chose him in May for the 3-year leadership term. Outgoing Chief Justice Bob Thomas swore in the 67-year-old Fitzgerald yesterday. Fitzgerald's judicial career started in Cook County in the mid-70s. He served as a supervising judge of the county's traffic court and was part of a Supreme Court committee on capital punishment cases before being elected to the High Court in 2000. He'll oversee the court and set its schedule as Chief Justice, along with becoming the top administrative officer for Illinois' court system. A Champaign woman is among 5 winners of the annual Heinz Award for Arts and Humanities. Brenda Krause-Ahart is being lauded for her plan to raise foster kids in a multi-generational setting. She founded Generations of Hope and Hope Meadows in Rantoul, where foster children, their adoptive parents, and seniors live as neighbors. Adoptive families live rent-free in homes when they agree to take in 3 to 4 children with a stay-at-home parent earning a salary. Ahart will receive one of 5 awards of $250,000. Chicago's Transit Authority didn't propose fare increases yesterday as it announced belt-tightening measures designed to save $40 million. But CTA President Ron Huberman says fare increases remain a possibility in 2009. The cost-cutting moves yesterday include eliminating 80 administrative jobs and deferring non-critical spending. The CTA's latest budget crunch comes amid unexpectedly high fuel costs. The CTA says those costs are expected to be around $37 million higher this year than last. The CTA also points to a veto of reduced fare subsidy that'll cost $32 million a year. A weakening economy also means tax proceeds earmarked for transit are coming in at lower than at projected levels. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Maybe not even 70 degrees for a high today?
No.
Wow, already.
Well, it is September.
Well, the time has just flown.
The average is 81, so that is quite a bit below average. I went 69, so not even 70 by 1 degree, but... Across Illinois and Indiana today, temperatures are going to be in the 60s and low 70s for highs.
So well, it's a good time cool. to turn all of the air conditioning and heating off and save up for the bills you're going to face when the natural gas prices go up this winter, huh?
Boy, you're encouraging.
I call myself a realist, Ed.
Yeah, well, that's great.